Trump halts attacks on Iran and announces a big deal to end the war without Iran's confirmation. This report examines the decision by the U.S. president to cancel planned attacks on Iran after threats to seize Karg Island and to control its oil sector, and his signal of a possible deal with Tehran. It notes that Iranian media and officials deny any final agreement, while Washington says negotiations were approved at the highest levels. It also highlights skepticism from Tasnim and Tehran's cautions as the regional crisis deepens. Trump canceled planned strikes on Iran after saying top Iranian leaders approved talks he claimed a deal to end the war and stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. With few details, Iranian media and officials say no final decision or official announcement has been made. Tasnim says Trump's statements are speculative. IRC questions his claims as inconsistent. The situation stays uncertain with threats, talks, and deep regional tensions. Trump cancels planned attacks on Iran as talks surface. A sequence of threats and counter-threats preceded a surprising shift in policy. He canceled military strikes against Iran after warnings about seizing Karg Island and gaining control of Iran's oil sector. He said negotiations were approved by Iran's top authorities, while Iran's state media denied any final approval. What he said and how Iran replied. He stated on social media that talks with Iran had been reviewed and given the green light by senior leaders, and that a final agreement could appear in the coming days with a possible signing in Europe. He suggested the deal would prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon, though he offered no specific mechanism. Iran's official media pushed back, calling the claims speculative and saying no final decision had been made. They noted that most of the text of any potential agreement was drafted, but Washington still demanded concessions that Iran viewed as excessive. The discussion earlier included issues tied to maintaining a nuclear program. According to reports, Iranian media and security voices, the semi-official Tasnim agency urged caution, saying Trump's statements should be weighed against Iran's official announcements. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps released a statement questioning the U.S. president's remarks, accusing him of making inconsistent and inaccurate statements since the conflict began. Conclusion: this report highlights a moment of policy ambiguity as threats recede and diplomatic talks surface. The president's cancellation of planned strikes against Iran, described as progress toward a potential deal, is accompanied by contrasting signals. Washington says the move had the approval of Iran's highest authorities, while Iranian media and officials insist that no final agreement or official announcement has been made. The clash underscores the uncertainty that continues to shape the regional crisis. While the prospect of ending the war and preventing a nuclear weapon is appealing, the terms, verification mechanisms, and timelines remain unclear and unverified. Until there is an officially confirmed accord, observers should expect ongoing threats, intense negotiations, and deep regional tensions to persist. Frequently asked questions 1. Why did Trump halt attacks on Iran? He said talks were approved by Iran's top leaders. He canceled the planned strikes tonight. He said a great deal could be signed soon, possibly in Europe. Iranian media said nothing is final or officially confirmed. 2. What is the big deal Trump mentions to end the war? Trump said a great deal ends the war and stops Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. He did not share how it would work or the exact terms. He hinted documents would be finished soon. 3. Did Iran approve the deal? Trump said yes. Iranian outlets said nothing is final and a deal must be officially announced by Iran. Some Iranian sources called his statements speculative. Iran's officials have not confirmed a final agreement. 4. What happened with threats to seize Iran's oil sector? Trump threatened to take Iran's main oil infrastructure. He later backed off and said progress was made in talks. The threat showed high regional tension. 5. What is the current status of talks? Reports say negotiations moved forward and had high-level approval. Iran has not finalized or publicly confirmed a deal. Washington still has red lines to negotiate.